KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Michael Schneider, senior editor for Variety.
I'm Joe Adalian, West Coast editor of Vulture. This is Screen Wrap.
So the coronavirus situation is changing as we speak. There are new updates breaking all the time, and it's already having a major impact around the globe, including we're now seeing the entire country of Italy shut down. And KCRW, of course, is keeping you updated on a local level. So, Joe, let's talk coronavirus from the perspective that we know, and that's, of course, the entertainment and television industry. So we've already seen a number of cancellations in the business, including predominantly South by Southwest. This was a place, of course, that was increasingly being used to promote shows, to launch new TV shows, and now that's completely out of the game this year. So there's a lot of talk of quarantining. There's a lot of talk of events being canceled, like I mentioned, including FYC events for Emmys. But for television, if there's one sort of silver lining for the streaming services and for the networks, it's that that's in-home entertainment. And so people who are self-quarantining or staying at home will at least have television at their disposal.
Right. You know, what's strange, though, is that a large part of the entertainment industry has not adjusted anything. You know, even as some of the networks are canceling their meetings with advertisers, you know, conferences where they sort of give an early look at what their development slates are before the big upfronts in May, which themselves could be threatened. You know, there's still a lot of shows that are taped in front of a live audience, all the late night shows, performance style shows like The Voice, The Masked Singer, game shows, sitcoms that are continuing with tapings. And, you know, that sort of is with a piece of what's going on in the rest of the country. Lots of big events are still continuing. But I have to wonder if you know, these things are not necessary. You don't need to have a studio audience to enjoy The Voice or The Masked Singer, although it would look a little weird without them. At some point, I'm wondering how quickly do some of these shows simply adjust and say, look, the risk is too great. We can sort of continue on these shows and give the entertainment to the masses without exposing people in audiences to any danger. We're seeing in Europe, a lot of sports events are taking place without people in the stands. You know, Italy's having soccer matches without people. Maybe we should be doing that in Hollywood as well.
Well, you know, all of this coincides, like I mentioned, with Emmy for Your Consideration season, where we're just starting at the beginning of months and months of panels, of events. Netflix and Amazon do huge pop-up events where people are constantly being rotated in and out, conversing with stars, talent. Well, the TV Academy has already announced that, effective immediately, at all these events, there is no audience interaction whatsoever with talent. So there'll be no Q&As after. There'll be no handshaking, no autograph signing. Panels are continuing for now, although Netflix did cancel one for Lost in Space over the weekend, and I'm sure more cancellations will be coming. But it's this, everything's happening so fast that something that we talk about today may change tomorrow as everyone sort of monitors the situation.
And then, of course, the big question, depending on how far this goes out, and it's very early, but there are already some people whispering what's going to happen to the Olympics. You know, the good news is that in Asia, the epidemic seems to be starting to come under control. There's some good news in South Korea and China, and hopefully Japan will get its epidemic under control as well. But there has been speculation about what happens to the Olympics if this thing is still going on or starts flaring up again, which is also very possible. And if that were to happen, it would be a big blow to NBC. Because even though it's insured, any sort of delay plays havoc with their schedules. And most interestingly, it could affect the launch of Peacock, their new streaming platform, which is due to go live nationally. It's going to pilot in a few cities next month, but it goes live nationally in July, timed to the Olympics. And so if there's any push in the Olympics, I think NBC ultimately will be fine, but it could have a little bit of an effect on Peacock.
And yes, this is also having a major impact on the stock market. And of course, that'll impact a lot of the conglomerates going forward in the next couple of weeks or even months. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Joe Adalian of Vulture, and I'm Michael Schneider of Variety, and this is Screen Grab.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.